right, so we're back on the air. This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And me, Mark.
And we're glad to be with you as we are every Sunday night.
It's not me, Mark. It's me, Mark. Mark is my name. Never mind.
Me, Mark. I'm going to start calling you Me, Mark.
All right.
And, of course, Free Talk Live is a show that you can call and take control of the phone lines if you have something that you want to bring up. We're really open to talking about anything you like. So you can call us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, Mark, you and I haven't been together for a couple weeks now, actually.
That's right. You went away. Well, actually, you were on the same plane as Ian and myself when we went to...
I witnessed that cluster going down.
So we went to Los Angeles for the Talkers New Media Seminar, and you went to San Diego for...
Libertopia. Which is a festival. It's a freedom festival. I had a great time. Except for that airplane ride. I mean, that was a really kind of harrowing experience. I was watching Ian get patted down a second time at the gate, as you guys talked about on the show. Numerous times, and you know, a lot of thoughts were going through my head, like, wow, this is really ratcheting up the police state.
It seems so strange that the TSA would go around and do secondary screenings at the gate. I mean, doesn't that just
I've never seen that before until that,
well,
that time.
They started. Yeah. But doesn't that say that we're not very smart and we can't get it done at the gate? I mean, all the throwing away of water bottles and, you know, confiscating of lighters and clippers and all these things that go on. They somehow or another just can't get it done at the gate. They
yeah.
gotta shake people down going into the plane, too.
Well, they've been proven, I mean, by their...
Because what we really need in this economy is more shiftless bureaucrats employed doing, frankly, nothing, producing nothing.
The phrase thousands standing around really came to mind as I was traveling this most recent trip because, I mean, literally, you look at the airport and you see blue shirts everywhere and blue gloves everywhere. And a lot of them... don't really appear to be doing much. You know, there is that one guy that's always, or gal, who's stationed there just watching people walk by.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you could envision that they've been labeled as some kind of behavior detection officer or whatever. They're just watching to see if anybody looks suspicious or they're sweating or whatever. But to me, it kind of looked like they're just sitting around.
Yeah.
I'd rather have them sitting around than touching people non-consensually or doing things like that. I mean, I don't think what they do is of particular value or is really keeping people safe. And I was uncomfortable with a lot of the things that I saw them doing.
I heard a lot of passengers grumbling about it.
And yeah.
So really, they're not doing, so far, TSA hasn't caught any terrorists
yeah.
yet at all. And hasn't stopped any terrorism. But what they have done is, well...
Inconvenience yeah, a ton of people.
Domestic and international flight is down like 30% since pre-9/11. That isn't mm-hmm. all because people are scared of airplanes because of terrorists.
Right.
Some of that, and I suspect the vast majority here 12 years later,
mm-hmm.
Is probably due to the TSA, and people just don't want their junk touched.
They don't want
their privates caressed.
Gosh. Yeah, ooh, it's creepy when you put it that way.
People with the TSA.
I mean, I ended up going, I knew that there was going to be a body scanner at Manchester Airport. It hadn't been there the last time I was there, Manchester, New Hampshire, and I was going to have to make a choice about what I was going to do. Was I going to go through it, or was I going to opt out and get the pat down? And I ended up going through it because I thought, okay, I'd rather have them see me than touch me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, it came down to that, and it was such a Hobson's choice.
Sure.
It was like, I don't want to do this at all, but... I guess I don't want to drive to California even less, you
right.
know.
I mean, driving to California is a real pain, and
yeah.
that's where they really got you.
Yeah.
But it's those closer trips that people are just making choices in their mind, that sort of psychological economics where they're deciding what they're going to do. The TSA is driving more people to take car rides. Car mm. rides are more dangerous than plane rides.
Yes.
Therefore, the TSA is killing Americans. It has not caught a single terrorist, and it's killing Americans.
And there's a definite cost also to people's time and everything else. I mean, it's just, it's getting really out of hand. And people are saying soon they're going to be on the roads. There are already immigration checkpoints in some places.
Sure.
Anywhere within 100 miles of the border, right? They can put a checkpoint.
Some Americans just start, you know, raising such a fuss with the TSA that they, you know, the like people are quitting because they're having nervous breakdowns. They're quitting the TSA. I mean, and it's tough.
They're
to
quitting
get
the TSA.
Yeah. Well, if you can
wow.
make people quit, this is the only thing I can figure out.
Yeah.
What can Americans do about the TSA? Well, obviously, your senator and representative, your Congress critters, aren't going to do anything about it.
No.
You can write them and ask them to please make this TSA thing stop. But it's not going to. And the only thing, I guess, the only thing you can do is make doing the job of being a TSA officer so awful that they just start quitting en masse, which is pretty unlikely when you're talking about a sweet, sweet government job with a pension.
And there'll be people lined up to replace them, too, because in some places it's so hard to get a job. That's one of the only things that's available.
Sure. Well,
wait, didn't we talk to someone once on the show who was saying that he basically applied for a job with the TSA, and then when he went through the interview process, he kind of realized, I'm not comfortable doing this for my work, and he just backed out.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's one guy, right?
It's one guy, but yeah, that's the point. I mean, for every person who's principal.
I'm not even advocating that. I think that there needs to be a certain level of security on airlines. I don't think the government knows what that level of security is.
No.
I think the most efficient, inefficient agencies in the world are governments, and the last ones we would want to trust with security. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Sure.
I don't know what you're going to do. But the TSA government programs tend to grow, and if a secondary pat down at the gate, a secondary pat down at the gate isn't too much. If roving bands at different bus stations, pulling all the passengers off buses, shaking them down, shaking down the buses, trains, they're doing the same thing.
It's ratcheting up. It really is.
You know, immigration checkpoints on the road.
Yeah.
Where they, you know, they'll go through your car if they feel like it.
And of course, they're getting the kids used to it at schools because they're getting metal detectors and all kinds of security measures.
Absolutely.
At schools too.
Well, now I guess there's biometric ratings. I guess they're having kids give their thumbprint to get their
in Texas
to get their paid for government meal. You know, hey, we don't want to make sure you're not giving your milk away to somebody else, so you got to put your thumbprint down here.
Wow.
And so it is becoming really kind of strange. But then again, Disney World asks you for your thumbprint too, so a private business can ask for a thumbprint.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's legitimate if a private business asks. You can decide I'm not going to Disney World, and you can turn around and leave if you want.
You can't really decide not to. It's hard to opt out of something like travel, though. You know what I mean? Like,
really,
are you going to be isolated in your house for the rest of your life, or are you going to really inconvenience yourself to
the
do,
government
like,
is supposed to be there in order to increase the economy, in order to make the economy better. But when people are saying, you know what, screw it, I don't want to go to California for business, I'm not going to go, then they're damaging the economy. The TSA damages the economy.
My personal airline travel is down about 95% over the past couple of years. What do you think? It's 855-450-FREE to get in touch with us this evening. Tell us your TSA horror stories or bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Is it just me, or do you agree? It seems like everyone is suffering financially. Even the United States is having problems with its credit. It's just a mess out here, and we could all use all the help we can get. How about you? Are you having trouble financially like millions of others in this country? Having bad credit can affect you in so many ways, from employment opportunities to purchasing or refinancing a home. If you're thinking about restoring your credit, that's a good thing to do. If so, be careful out there. Before you do anything, you should call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice Incorporated, 1-800-593-6408, and get your free guide to credit restoration. And then after reading it, if you would like to arrange a free credit consultation with our approved credit restoration company, just call us back and we'll be glad to arrange that for you. Call today, 1-800-593-6408, for your free guide to credit restoration. Gain knowledge, become aware, and help yourself and your family recover financially. Just call 1-800-593-6408. There's no catch. Since 2004, free to anyone that asks, for as long as they ask. 1-800-593-6408.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Sunday Night Edition. We are live, and it's Stephanie with you.
And Mark.
You can call us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 to bring up whatever's on your mind. And I didn't get a chance to remind you because we had a little bit of technical difficulties at the beginning of the last segment, but freetalklive.com is our website where you can actually find a really cool, unique feature that shows you how to submit your own stories to the site, and people will vote them up or vote them down based on how much they like them. And if they make it to the top of the page, a lot of people will see them, including us, and sometimes we check that for show prep. So freetalklive.com, it's right there at the top of the page for you.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, or survival, or shooting gear, it's hunting season right now in many places in America. And, you know, the place to go, manventureoutpost.com. They can get you your supplies very quickly, get you the name brands, and get them to you at prices that you'll be very surprised by. I haven't been able to find any outdoor gear anyplace else that was less expensive, than manventureoutpost.com. So check there before you buy anything. They've got knives and ammunition. Everybody's looking for ammunition right now. Scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. They've got everything you need. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and you can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live at manventureoutpost.com.
Yep, doesn't hurt to check out those prices. And let's go right to the phones, Mark. We're going to talk with Mike, listening on XM Extreme Talk. Mike, are you with us?
I'm with you. Hey. I'll take my chances with Al Qaeda. It's the corrupt cops that really scare me.
Are you saying that there's no Al Qaeda, that it's more like a creation of the CIA? Because I've heard that idea before, for sure.
Oh, most definitely. And this is the funniest thing of it all. It's such a fraud and a sham, and it's really getting old. Like, the government has gotten about as much mileage out of the terrorist threat that they can. That's why we're seeing this trend, a shift towards cyber terrorism, because it's much cleaner and easier, because they can blame anybody and say it affects anybody, and, you know, you don't have to go blowing up.
Then they can use it to restrict the internet. Yeah,
exactly.
I think they... Go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
I'm sorry about that. I get so excited when you talk about terrorism because it's the greatest deception ever perpetrated on a populace. And for starters, it's a tactic. I mean, mean, it's a tactic used to bring about social and political change. And I think people are finally becoming aware of it. Like, when something blows up, people are no longer horrified at the explosion and the body parts. People immediately say, well, huh, I wonder why that happened. You know, I wonder what the real agenda was on this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it seems to me that, you know, if by what they mean by terrorism is people that aren't working for governments, generally, or for working for governments that we don't like. But I think that terror is a tactic that governments have used throughout the ages. Interesting quote I just heard today, and it's from Pompey, the Roman general that I guess Caesar fought. And it's, you know, stop talking to us about your laws. We have swords. And I mean, you know, what's that sound like?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think terrorism is simply a tactic of people that are in the government or would rule you. And so, I mean, the people in the government would never want to have the term used on them. So they just use it for the bad people. And I think that some of the bad people, whoever they are, certainly do use terrorism tactics. But we don't know which ones, you know, it's difficult to know. Like when the thing happened in Japan with the nuclear plant, power plant.
Oh, Fukushima.
Fukushima. Yeah. Everybody was like, is it terrorists?
Right.
You know, and it was obviously this this tidal wave. And there's all kinds of things that happen. And people are wondering, is this terrorism? Is that terrorism?
Mike? Yeah, it's just. So, I mean, it's just so preposterous and absurd. And then when you find out that CNN has sound stages and, you know, sets that look like Middle Eastern countries and they produce news bits, you know, that aren't, you know, that take place in the Mojave Desert, but they say it's Libya and things like this. When things like that come out.
Did they really? I hadn't heard about that.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Type in fake CNN news sets. Something like that will pull up whatever you need to see. But, yeah, there's CNN has Middle East-looking sound stages where they produce bits of news bites for, you know, to help mislead us. But it is really fake, and I think that cyber terrorism is much cleaner, and that's going to be the next wave.
The next frontier. Mike, thanks for the call tonight.
You know, I had a friend who worked in, you know, making those sort of those animal movies, not the movies, but the animal sort of shorts. You know, this is the lion stalking its prey. And he said, if you've ever worked doing these things, you'd never watch one of them again. Because apparently they're, you know, just they're put together. They, you know, they cajole the animals into doing things. They're, you know, taking pieces of, you know, they're completely unrelated pieces.
Wow.
And splicing them together.
Interesting.
Kind of. And so I don't know. I'm not going to claim to know what's going on with the CIA or, you know, Fukushima or any of those things. You know, we're all just consuming what we're consuming in the news cycle.
Well, I absolutely agreed with that that sentiment that the government basically milks terror for all it's worth. Like, it was pretty clear that they wanted to keep Americans in a perpetual state of fear, never having really gotten over what happened on 9/11. You know, they want to just keep reopening those wounds and never have anyone really move on and heal from it and stop being a victim.
Well, I think some people in the government want that. And
yeah.
You know, that's what the government sells. The government sells security. Mm-hmm. And any organization that sells security wants you to buy fear. And if you've got fear, then they can sell security.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, that's really what the government has all along.
Except it's a false sense of security because it's...
Indeed.
Yeah, it's more just an illusion.
If we ceased being scared of a terrorist behind every rock or you know, left behind pipe or something like that, then we would probably start demanding far better customer service from this agency known as the state,
yeah,
which is probably completely unable to provide that customer service.
Yeah, because we're really not customers. We're forced to take their services whether we want them or not, and we're forced to pay for them. So it's really not the same relationship that a business has with its customer. It's an involuntary one.
Businesses would love to have those relationships with their customers. I'd like to have customers that
yeah, let's force everybody to listen to Free Talk Live and buy ads on it, right?
Right. That would be really, really a pretty awesome setup for us, but...
Then Free Talk Live probably wouldn't be as good of a show as it is.
Yeah, right.
Today,
I mean,
now we have to convince people to listen.
I'm just going
to
hire somebody to come in and do it for me. I could take a cruise around the country, you know, or whatever.
Right. So, Mark, speaking of the whole terrorism thing, I guess the war in Afghanistan has entered its 12th year, and there's a news story about that from RT, which is, it's interestingly enough, one of the few pieces of, one of the few periodicals that has sort of consistent track record of printing critical things of the U.S. government?
Well, one thing we certainly didn't get very much of is, why did the terrorists attack us on 9/11?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, it's we have all kinds of people conjecturing they hate our way of life and, you know, Coca-Cola and Britney Spears and their religious stuff and they're in the Stone Age and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, some of the things that they've said all along is they don't like the, you know, the, when you read these manifestos, they don't like the support the United States gives Israel, which I don't think the United States should be giving support to any country at all, zero
right.
countries. They don't
yeah.
like that the United States is backing up kings in Saudi Arabia, Yemen, and all around the Middle East,
mm-hmm.
which I wouldn't want a foreign country backing up a ruler in this country either.
Yeah.
I think that people in this country should be able to make those decisions.
Yeah, it's time to avoid entangling alliances. Like, who is that that said that? One of the founding
George
fathers.
Washington.
George Washington. Thank you, Mark. 855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live. Give us a call. Bring up whatever's on your mind.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie
and Mark.
And you're welcome to share your thoughts with us tonight at 855-450-FREE. We've kind of been talking about the whole perpetual state of war that the U.S. empire is engaged in, TSA security ratcheting up, and of course, this is also a show where we take your calls about whatever's on your mind. So as I mentioned, one more time, our number is 855-450-FREE. And also, if you just want to remind you, if you want a couple different ways to listen to Free Talk Live, check out listen.freetalklive.com. That contains information about the live streams, radio affiliates, the satellite, our webcam, so you can actually watch us do the show, and also the listen lines. So there's all different kinds of ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears, and they're all free over at listen.freetalklive.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we're always talking about some ways to protect your money against the ever-inflating U.S. dollar. And by inflating, I mean they're printing more and more of them to the tune of $40 billion a month, buying, well, that's the new QE3, buying distressed mortgages, so crap investments. And that's not going to go well. If you want to protect your money, one of the ways to do that is to get into precious metals, whether it's gold or silver, depending on how much you have and what do you intend to use it for, either as a hedge against inflation or an investment or barter currency. You might want to pick between those two. And the best way to get them is to go to gold.freetalklive.com, because not only will you get them, you'll be, they're going to get them to you quickly. Midas Resources is the one we've teamed up with to fulfill these orders. They're going to give you some of the best rates, and it's going to benefit Free Talk Live. So before you buy, go to gold.freetalklive.com.
All right. Mark, let's go right into a phone call. Tom's on the line, listening in New Hampshire. Tom, are you here?
Yes, and it's about slavery. Many, many years ago, slavery was perfectly legal in the United States. And the thing is, there was a lot of people called abolitionists who came up with some pretty good arguments against slavery,
yeah.
But the reason that that didn't work is because the enemies of liberty could just brush it all off and slap a possessive adjective on it and say, that's just your opinion. See, now this is what the enemies of liberty do, and it's pretty much what they do nowadays, too, when confronted with a perfectly valid line of irrefutable logical reasoning. They don't care. They just slap a possessive adjective on it.
And so you're saying, Tom, that you think, ethics are universal, morality is universal, it should apply equally to everyone?
There's a correct opinion and wrong opinion with slavery. There's correct opinion and wrong opinion regarding drug laws. The government, there's an opinion whether the government has the right to impose drug control laws. Okay? The correct opinion is the government has no such right. Not just our opinion. Is the correct opinion. Do they have a right to keep slaves? No, they do not. That's the correct answer. It's not a fact, it's an opinion, but slapping a possessive adjective on it doesn't make it any less valid.
This is one thing that I've heard in the past is, when you point out to people, and I'm not talking about the show, usually when people call in the show, they're ready to talk about ideas and that kind of thing. But when I've addressed issues like, hey, you need to get out of my business, this is none of your business, they'll say, well, we can agree to disagree on this issue. Like, for instance, public schools and me being forced to fund them,
right.
Even though I'd have no intention of ever sending my child to one, and every dollar that's taken from me is, in fact, taken from my kids' education in order to fund other people's kids' education. And if your kid's in school and you're advocating for this, you just want to steal from my kid to give to your kid. I mean, it's really nothing different than the sandbox, but people will say, oh, well, let's just agree to disagree. No, we can't agree to disagree. If you want to agree that this is stealing, then we can agree that you are advocating stealing, but we can't agree that it's not stealing.
Well, right. It's like you really don't have the option to disagree because you can't opt out of paying for that thing that you don't support, right? In this case, their opinion that you should pay for the schools or whatever, is backed by force. You have to comply with it or else you'll get hurt.
It's the intellectual equivalent of sticking your fingers in your ears and going, nah, 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 nah.
Now, Tom? It's very important to remember, in Maryland, okay, we ended, or we the abolitionists, that's us, the good guys, we ended slavery using ballots. There was a referendum, and effective November 1st, 1864, slavery was eliminated in Maryland using ballots. Meanwhile, the war against secession was turned into a war to end slavery. That's what it had to become in order for Lincoln to get the War Hawks past the 1862 elections. September 22nd, 1862, Lincoln said, okay, now it's going to be a war to end slavery. And in order to get them reelected, okay, but that's what it took, was a war to get the slaves freed, because the enemies of liberty don't care about that they're wrong.
The war wasn't really about freeing the slaves, and thank you for the call, Tom. Have you heard that before, Mark? I mean,
I think that the war was to some extent about slavery, the Civil War, the war between the states, the war of northern aggression, whatever you want to call it. But I don't think that it requires a war in order to end it.
No, everywhere else in the world, it ended on its own peacefully without any kind of
I don't know
war.
That it was entirely peaceful, but it was it was ended without a war.
It fizzles out, basically.
Right. Well, it's an inefficient economic system once enough people have turned against it.
Right.
You know, when, for instance, Netflix recently, it's been a few months, but they were going to stop their, they wanted to split their online streaming and their video disc rental.
Oh, yeah.
Business.
What was it called? Quickster or something.
Or something like that. Yeah. They wanted to split it. And then the whole internet blows up and, like, ah, people didn't want that. Well, I mean, you have to react to public opinion to some extent or another.
Right.
So when a public opinion turns against a particular practice, in this case, chattel slavery, mm-hmm. as far as I'm concerned, all they did was come up with a different slavery. As far as I'm concerned, citizenship is the new slavery.
Right, slavery 2.0. It doesn't care what color you are.
It wasn't any different. It was just a step up from slavery all along, because that's what it was. I mean, citizenship existed in the past, and you had different levels of lords and vassals and serfs and freemen and merchants and things like that. But if you've got to pay money to the lord for the land on which you reside, that's what they used to call quitrents.
Right.
But now they call property taxes. There's really no operable difference except to whom they go.
Exactly. I was going to say, sound familiar?
it's exactly the serfdom. And if in slavery, they'd take the fruits of the slave's labor and sell them and use them as they're at their pleasure. Really, what's the difference between that and an income tax? I mean, it's the fruits of my labor. Taking money from me is the fruits of my labor.
Yeah, that's a great question.
It's a different amount they're taking from me.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what Dallas has to say, listening in Texas. Dallas?
Hey, my thoughts on the Civil War is I believe it was more about state rights. I think the slavery was just what would now be considered modern-day media spin.
Yeah, I've heard that.
To help Lincoln regain the presidency.
If you look at Lincoln's writings himself, he expressed a lot of, frankly, racist sentiments.
Everybody expressed racist sentiments at the time, and I agree with you that it probably that what Lincoln's main concern was the preservation of the Union. But I think that we do a disservice to history when we don't point out that four of the documents that the states that seceded mention directly slavery as one of the reasons. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a hugely contentious issue.
Well, slavery, was around thousands of years before it was ever popular in America.
Yeah. I mean, different types of chattel slavery.
The black man sold his own race into slavery. The Chinese sold their own race into slavery. And,
indeed. I'm sure you can find white people that would sell white people into slavery
now, too. They do it today. It's called the sex trade. I mean, and what I really called about tonight was I've been in a discussion over the past couple of days with truly that status. They're very adamant about you must be a good citizen. In fact,
you must be a good citizen.
The military is there to protect you. And I said, okay, well, what facts do you base that
that opinion on? I mean, who are they protecting from?
That's a good question, Dallas. If you wouldn't mind, hold that thought, please.
I've got some questions.
Yeah, I'm curious to hear the rest of this. Free Talk Live is the show. 855-450-FREE is our phone number. Tell us your thoughts about slavery, the Civil War, the war between the states, or whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live is more coming up.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Life. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Life. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's the live Sunday night edition. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Mark.
And please visit our website, freetalklive.com. There's a treat for you there if you are so inclined to visit. If you go to archives.freetalklive.com, there you will find MP3 archives of Free Talk Live going all the way back to late 2006. I mean, that is just a ton of audio content, and I think even searchable for certain topics. So if there's something you want to hear discussed, or if you want to just hear a random show, that's a great place to do it. One more time, archives.freetalklive.com, and best of all, they're all provided for you for free. So, Mark, should we go back to Dallas here? He wanted to ask us some questions about talking with military supporters and status. Dallas, are you still here?
Yeah. I'm still here, man. Just hanging on.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you know, I'm just trying to get the answer to where they're protected from, because it seems that whoever it is that the state tells us they're protecting us from is something that they've manufactured through federally in business that we have no business doing. And for someone to say, well, they're protecting our interests. Well, are they, or are they protecting the elitist interests?
Right, and this is kind of, this is the collectivist mindset that suggests that the country's interests in any way, shape, or form mirror the average middle class or lower class or even upper middle class individual's interests. It's my interest to have lower gas prices, I'll give you that, and I can remember before the Iraq invasion, some people saying, well, you know, if nothing else, we'll at least get us some lower gas prices out of it.
Did and that happen?
It was the opposite was the outcome.
Well, it happened up until the middle of the term, and then, of course, right before re-election, they drop it by 50 or 75 cents, and everybody goes, oh, look what he did. Well, it boggles my mind that now that I can see what they're doing, I'm really sad that I was asleep for so many years and really not questioning or following the money or knowing the true nature of the Bush family or the Clintons or any of that.
I don't think most Americans are going to look at those kind of things. I mean, that's not their. It's just not the kind of thing that they're going to look at. But you know, where are you having these discussions? Is this an online discussion?
Online, Facebook specifically. Sorry to name drop there.
No, it's no problem.
Oh, that's fine.
Please,
you know,
no, because ubiquitous.
I don't use my proper name, and you know, I'm accused of being a coward, and. You know, I believe in privacy.
There's nothing wrong with wanting privacy. You know, Dallas,
trying to hide anything, but you know, the general thought is, well, you know, your statements can't be taken credibly if you're not out there as you. Well, my whole deal is how I use the internet is to throw information out there. And if someone wants to engage me in an intelligent conversation about things, then I'm all for it. But what I found is, whether it's a liberal or a conservative, as soon as you start to oppose their views that they have been brought in their life all their life, they resort to name-calling, and they resort to violence, and you should go to jail if you're not paying your taxes. And,
wow.
You know,
I'm sorry you're having that experience.
That's tough, and I can
relate to it, too. You know, Dell, I was going to say...
Oh,
okay. Well, yeah, that's good. I was just going to drop in here that the internet is notorious because... It's hard to have conversations when you can't convey things like tone or facial expressions. Those are a huge part of communication. And sometimes when people read text, I've seen studies that say they interpret the text more in the same frame of reference as their own mood at the time rather than what the person actually meant. So if a person's having a bad day and they read your comment...
Or they're just surly.
Yeah. Then they can take it as completely like the opposite of what you actually meant. So it can be really difficult to have productive conversations online. And I would say about the name calling, once they resort to that, that's when you know they've lost an argument. And
then they're not really worth the time to go on and try it. I'm not trying to change anybody's views. I just want you to have an alternative viewpoint, because some of the information is validated through fact. I mean.
Sure.
It's not a fiction. It's not something that somebody has used to try and brainwash you, like most of the population has.
People don't like it when you present an alternative view. And Dallas, thanks for the call tonight.
You know, there's this. This old folk tale about the tar baby, where you like you hit the tar baby and then your arm's stuck in it, and then you hit it again and then you're stuck in it again, and it's got a lot of racial overtones to it. But I think that there's some, to me, Online discussions tend to be the tar baby of our generation, because here's what will happen.
Don't wrestle with a pig.
Right.
Everybody's going to get full of dirt or something.
Right, and the pig's going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And, you know, or throw your pearls to swine or all these things. And it's when it'll happen to me all the time. Somebody will put something on my Facebook feed that I'm like, oh, God, I've got to say something. And then I'll put down a one-liner in there, and then it's on, right? And then I'll end up having to correspond two or three times. And then I'm like, you know, I've just realized what the lesson I've learned over and over again, which is you can't fix people's thinking on the internet. They're wrong, or they're right, or you're wrong, or whatever it is. Your opinion is your opinion, theirs is theirs, and they're not going to change it online, because they won't even, in general, generally when you're discussing things with people online, you can't even get them to have a honest discussion, let alone change their mind. I mean, just let's talk about the facts here, and you just can't. And they wears you down, and it ends up being the pig that enjoys the mud the most is the one that's declared the winner of the mud hole. And
I usually end up just going by the saying, "Don't feed the trolls." Like even if someone says something that inflames me or I don't like, I just have to remind myself, look, my time is really limited. I don't have a chance to engage on this right now. And Mark, you know, I'm interested in nonviolent communication, which is a sort of a way of connecting with people empathetically.
Sure.
But it's really difficult to...
We're attempting to.
and it's really difficult to do that with text-only communication. Like, it's much easier to do that when you can actually look into the person's face and talk to them. Even a voice conversation is better than online, because it's just so difficult to pick up all the tone and stuff like that. And also when you have that sort of style of back and forth, like somebody writes a block of text or a paragraph, and then you wait maybe 24 hours for a response or something like that, then it can really kind of just break up the flow. And so, those conversations sometimes go downhill really fast.
And I think that one of the things that I've found myself doing is I'll jump in initially, and this is where I think this is disingenuous. I'll jump in initially and then say, you know what, I've run out of interest in this. If you care to talk about it some more in a way that's productive, you can call me at 855-450-3733 between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern time any day of the week except Friday when I'm off, and we can discuss this on the air where we can actually have a discussion and we can come to some kind of conclusion.
Hey, and more people can hear their opinion, right? They could get it in front of a lot more than their Facebook feed.
But when I jump in and do it and then promote my show, it just sounds like I'm promoting my show rather than, here on the Twitter feeds or something like that, or the Facebook feeds when we're hooting out during the program. If somebody has a problem with what we say, it's very easy to say, hey, you got a disagreement, call in at 855-450-3733 and we can talk about it. None of them ever do.
Right. I was just about to say, it's so rare for anybody to actually call. Right. I've had the same experience, too.
It's easy to sit behind the computer screen and snipe at people.
Yeah.
And it's like, it is easier, I would say.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't have a problem calling in, but I'm kind of extroverted, so I would call in. If somebody did that to me, I would absolutely call in because I believe that I could handle them. I can only assume that person believes, for whatever reason, whether they're mic shy or whether they're they don't think they have a good position, whatever their reason is.
They think they're at the disadvantage because you can hang up on them or whatever.
Whatever, and this certainly that it's a true statement that the talk show host has an advantage over the caller, but I've had my opinions swayed by people on the air, and I'm not going to claim I didn't.
Sure.
I hope that I've got the kind of mind that will not allow me to reject facts and conclusions that are brought to by logic.
Mm. Have you had your opinion swayed by people on Facebook? Just curious about that.
There must be somewhere sometime, but I can't remember anything.
You think it's more likely to happen during an actual conversation where you can hear the person's voice?
I think so.
Yeah.
And I think that's why talk radio is such a powerful medium, and that why Free Talk Live is the single best method of bringing the ideas of liberty to the general public.
Yeah.
There's lots of people in the liberty movement that are trying to bring the ideas of liberty to students or academics or politicians, but very
Good luck with the politicians.
Right. Very, very few. Well, the politicians will use the information when it's useful to them.
Yeah.
But generally, they're going to use the information only what's useful to
them. They use you as a means to their own ends. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE is our number. We'd love to hear your voice and hear your comments tonight. Hour two is coming up. I think we're going to get into the war in Afghanistan reaching its 12th year. Don't go away. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Got vampires, zombies ruining the neighborhood. From weapons expert Larry Correa, a new installment in the New York Times best-selling Monster Hunter series, Monster Hunter Legion. Publishers Weekly says this lighthearted testosterone soap sequel to 2009's Monster Hunter International will delight fans of action horror with elaborate weaponry, hand-to-hand combat, disgusting monsters, and an endless stream of blood and body parts. Monster Hunter Legion, on sale now wherever books are sold.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.